So we're holding a Shashir in Perek Gimel, and we last time did Pasuk Aleph. We're up to Pasuk Beis now. So Pasuk Beis says, "Akuma na vasoivo voir." I will get up and I will go around in the city, vashvakim uvarachayvois, avaksha in the markets and in the streets, avaksha eishava nafshi. It's on the small part over here. Pay dollar over there. Sorry, it's hard to see. Didn't print right. Avaksha eishava nafshi. Yeah, that's going to be the second pirish. Yeah, right. So I'm looking for what my nefesh loves. Bikashtiv, I've searched it out, v'loy mitzasiv, and I haven't found it. So Rashi had learned on the first pasuk was talking about Amishkavi Balelo, is the first pasuk in the parak was talking about that we were in the darkness for 38 years in the midbar. We were in sort of like cherem nizayfen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem didn't want to come in our midst. And in this pasuk, he learns that we're looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, this is actually going on the pasuk, Vayichal Moshe, that Moshe beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Meichel Klal Yisrael, and Ela El Hashem, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll go up to Hashem and see if maybe he'll be Meichel you. So his Rashi is not very much mefarish all the details in the pasuk. He just says it's referring again to Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. We were in the darkness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're looking around to see Hashem. So the guy in here says as follows. The Gaon says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, pasuk Chaf and Chaf Aleph, that read as follows. Chachmois bachutz taraina, birchayvois titein kaila, that's pasuk Chaf, biroish haimiois tikra, bipischei sha'arim, biir amareha soimer. So the Gros says, Hadikdukim Rabu Bazet. There's a lot of kashas on this pasuk, but the basic idea that the Gaon is going to focus on is there are a lot of descriptions of different places. There's Bachutz, Chachmais Bachutz Taraina, the Chachmais on the outside, they will, Taraina is a lashon like Avrina of singing, Barachayvais are the streets, Bepischei Sha'arim, Ba'ir. So there's a lot of different descriptions of places here. So the Gaon says that every city has four different places. Shebeir yesh dalet dvarim. Number one, there's a hamakim asher lifnei ha'ir. Before you actually get to the city itself, there's a place called Sracha. Sracha is chutz lo'ir meirachik. It's far away from the city. V'ukim meishar hasusim meishar acher. So I guess there's different psukim and Yirmiyah and Divrayamim that call places outside the city, the Shar HaSusim. Maybe they kept their horses there. I'm not sure exactly what happened out there. Sracha and Platya, we'll see, there's another place he'll say called a Platya. You find in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a concept of Sracha and Platya, big open areas of Rishus HaRabim and big public areas. So he's saying the Sracha is far out from the city. Then the second place is closer, Karev Lashar, closer to the gate of the city. That's called a Platya. V'hu ha-nikra rechayv ha'ir, because that's like the street that's leading into the city. Not the street of the city, it leads into the city. You have like from Yerushalayim, this Derech Hevron, right? The road's called Derech Hevron. It's not Hevron, it takes you to Hevron. It's a while by camel, it's a while, by donkey, it's for sure a long trip. Even by car, it's a long trip. So it's Rechayv ha'ir. Hagimel Hushar Ha'ir, the third place is the actual entrance of the city, Sheshoim Yoishvin has Kainim Lishbay Ta'am. That's the place the Zakenim sit to be judged, Klal Yisrael. K'mayshakasav shayiftim v'shayichim titen l'chol b'chol sharecha. Chiddush de Gegra, because Pashtus b'chol sharecha, he's saying, is referring to the Shar Ha'ir. Rashi says b'chol sharecha means in every city. Sharecha doesn't mean the actual Shar Ha'ir. It means in every city. The guy in here is saying, Rav Revda says he didn't find any medrash or any pirush that says that Sharecha means, like the guy is saying here, that they actually sat at the Shar Ha'ir. Okay, but that's what he says. V'adalit hutai chayir atzma. The fourth place is taka the city proper. So you have four different places in regards to a city. V'chein b'dibur yesh dalit dvarim. When it comes to talking or hearing someone talk, there's four different categories. Hashemea mirachaik, if you hear someone talking from very far away, eino shemea elokol havara. You hear like an echo, you hear like a sound. You don't really hear much. Vinikra rina. He says, that's called a rina. Vashemea karav yoiser, a little closer. Shemea hakol, you're able to hear much stronger. It's not kol havara, just like an echo. You hear the actual talking. Ach eino yodea mahus hadibur klal. But you can't figure out what exactly is being said. Vashemea karav yoiser, however, the one who is even closer. Shemea gam hakriya mezulasai shehi bikol ram. Meaning, let's say someone calls you from the distance. Maisha, Maisha, come. You hear that because that's something very familiar to you. So you're able to hear the talking. You're able to hear you being called. But then you're like, what? What are you saying? Because what he's saying is not taifa so quickly in your mind. When you hear your name, you don't have to hear it so clearly to truly hear it and to process it. To hear everything else, you know, is much harder to hear. So you're able to know that the guy's speaking to you. You're able to hear the kol hakriya, but you don't know exactly what he's saying. Hadalid hu ha'imid etzlo shemeya hadibur v'hamira. The fourth guy standing right next to me. I hear what he's saying, exactly, clearly what he's saying. So we have four places in a city. We have four different, and those are all distances. We have distances of hearing someone talk. V'chein b'tayre yesh dalet dvarim. Zakta goyin in Tayre, you also have four things. V'chein pardes. Now it's rather interesting. I'm not going to go through it because we're just going to learn this pshat here. In the second pirish, which is on the other side, which we'll see one or two nekudas from there, but the goyin says this pardes a drop differently. Revda makes the cheshbon, like three or four fundamental differences in the explanation and the order, but let's see how he says it here. Pardes stands for Shehein Pshat HaTorah. The pay is Pshat. V'hu Bachutz. That's something way out. That's like the Sracha. Rachik mina Kavana Atzmis. It's far from the true Kavana. It's the external of the Torah. Pasha Pshat. Now, we mentioned this once before. There's a Maridik Shmuz that's Kedai to see from Rav Schwab in his Sefer on Chumash. It's in the end of Parshas Boy, if I'm correct. Over there, by the Pasuk of Tvilin. So there's a Rashbam over there that sounds like, he says, Pshat in the Pasuk, that you should wear Yetzias Mitzrayim al Yadecha, and you should wear it Bein Einecha, and you should always have Yetzias Mitzrayim like in front of you. And the Rav Schwab over there shows, he says that the Rashbam in numerous places in Chumash is Mefaresh the Pasuk Kefi HaPshat, and sometimes when it's Mamish Keneged Chazal. Another example, I don't remember all the examples he brings, but when you learn through Chumash and you look at the Rashbam, for example, it says by the Sor La'azazel. It says Veshilach Esai Basader, or something like that. You send it off. It doesn't say anywhere, go over to a cliff and throw it off. So the Rashbam says, the Pshat is, just like by the Tzipayra Mitzayra, you send it off into the wind and it flies away. So too, the Sar La'azazel, you're just supposed to send it off and let it go away. For example, it says, this Rav Schwab brings, by Yibum, it says that you should call the child on the name of the dead brother. And Chazal said, the Gemara in Yevamos proves through all different ways, it's not true. There's no such thing. There's no mitzvah of giving the name of the dead brother. It's not, you know, it's not his brother. It's his father's brother. It's not the child's brother. Right? It's the child's father's brother. So the Rashbam, and the Gemara says clearly, no such thing. The Rashbam says, no, call him the name of the dead brother. So numerous places the Rashbam, Mamish learns the pshat of the pasuk, Mamish and Keneged Chazal. So, and in fact, the Rashbam somewhere, I don't think it's in the Hakdama, I think it's somewhere in Bereishis, where he finally says what he's trying to do with his Pshat. He says, my Zayd Rashi didn't go enough with Pshat. Sometime, too much he went with Chazal in explaining the Pasuk. So Rashi, sometimes the Rashi says, Upshutai means this, and he'll also bring Chazal. Now, Usually, he won't bring something mamash keneged chazal. Sometimes Rashi will bring a pshat that's a different manda amar than we paskin. He does that by by mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken. So ganz machlokes in the Gemara is it one person, is it two people? And Rashi goes not like we paskin. And sometimes the Ramban comes along and says, "What's going on over here? That's not the way we paskin." So for whatever reason, Pashas with Rashi is a mafarish. It's not a paisik. Derech klal, you can't paskin from Rashi and Chumash. He's not a paisik. He's a mefarish. And sometimes Rashi will say that the pshat of the one we don't paskin like is more pshat in the pasuk, so he'll pick to do that. Keneged Chazal, I don't recall Rashi mamash being keneged Chazal. And that's why sometimes Rashi will go straight to a Chazal. Sometimes Rashi looks at a pasuk and he says, there's no way for me to mefarish this kipshutai. I need Chazal. Or Medrash Agada. That's why Rashi brings a Medrash Agada a lot of times. Kipshutai, why is he bringing a Medrash Agada? Because something's bothering him here. The Rashbam says, my Zayda Rashi went too much with Chazal. I'm going with Pashupshat. Pashupshat. And that's why he'll be mefarish kipshutai, even when it's Keneged Chazal. Avad, he knows Chazal said the exact opposite, said it's not true. So if Schwab writes a whole mahalach over there, so why did the Torah write it this way? But why did Torah write it in a way that could be either not understood Kipshutai, or if it's understood Kipshutai, it's Keneged Chazal come along and say, oh, don't make that mistake, it's the exact opposite. And the reason is because there is a way of learning the Torah called Pshat. That means the Torah didn't have to be, the Torah wasn't cheap on ink. Right? The Torah wasn't cheap on ink. The Torah wrote it in this way, dafka, that there are things we could learn from it, b'derech pshat. There's limudim to learn from it. Is that the way we paskin halacha l'maisa? Well, there's drush and remez and sight. There's other ways of darshining the Torah that how you paskin halachas. There's ways of darshing it. But there is a mahalach of pshat with limudim from pshat. And therefore now, the Rashbam tells us in each case what you're supposed to learn from it? No. But he's trying to tell you that is what, there is such a concept. So even though Chazal came and said, v'ayu l'cha lois ayodcha otaitas b'nenecha l'man means tefillin in the Dalet Parshas. Okay, that's the world of Chazal and the Remez and Drushes. But then there's a Pashupshat. Yitzias Mitzrayim should always be Lo Yizal Yadcha and whatever you learn from that. So it's interesting, very interesting Shmuz for Rav Schwab. So here also, that's Pshat HaTorah. That's what it means. It's Rachlik Mina Kavana Atzmis. There's this Pshat. Now, okay. Then he goes to Dalet. In other words, he's not doing Pardes in order. Grad in the second period, he does Pardes in order. Drush. Drush HaTorah, that's the Dalet, Shedarshin Mikol Ois, we darshin from every letter, Vidover Miyusar and every extra little thing, Din Bifnei Atzmai, Umarchiv Es HaLocha. So that's the concept of darshining. That's the concept of darshining every Ois, like we know that the Midrash tells us that there's the concept of being Dairish, Al Kol Kites Vikites Tili Tilim Shalalakas. Rabbi Kiva, on every little part of the letter, a kites is like a thorn. It's any little stick piece sticking out from the yud, a little thorn sticks out of the yud, any little piece, or the tagin, the crowns, he was Dairish Tilim Tilim Shalalakha. The Marsha explains in Erevin what that means to say that besides for all of the Soidas Hanistarim Shalatayra Shenirmas Bam, that means every part of the ice, and that's going to be the next one of Remez and Soid, there's secrets of Taira that a person is able to learn if you understand what that means. But says the Marsha, besides for that, there's Tilei Tilem Shal Halachas Hanegea B'Nigla. You could even darshan Halachas in Nigla from the letters. V'Halachai Shenischadshu B'Chol Dar V'Dar is the Lashon of the Marsha, Kvar Nemru B'Sinai B'Remiza B'Kaitse Shaloises. The Halachas that were Nischadish in every generation of Torah, it's not something that wasn't there before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them B'Remez into the kitesim of the icy ice. Elosha'ein kol adam yachol lamen aleihem. Not everyone is able to be oimin of them. The Gemara says, who's the ones who are able to darshan them? So when we talk about drush of darshing, drush here doesn't mean what we call drush. We call drush other things. Drush over means darshaning halachais from the kaitzim. So the different limudim, some of them are easy, an extra letter, that's the Gemara is full of all that. Extra letter, an extra word. But we learn also that there's halachas that are darish from the letters themselves. There's a meshechachma somewhere that says it's referring to a lot of the Rabbanans, the Chazal were Mechadish later on in history, they were Hashem was megala to them where to find it in the Torah. That's why I say it's Rabbanim v'asmachta be'alma. In the pasuk, they were found a smach. Doesn't mean, oh, look, oh, wow, we found something. We want to make something up, you know, and like, you know, you'll do a, you know, like, you know, one of those computer things to find some type of pattern. Oh, we have a remez. No, smachta be'alma means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to Chazal that there's a source for this. And the Meshech Chachma explains, he explains that a lot of the gezeiros of Chazal, or some of them for sure, were dependent on the matziv of Klal Yisrael. For example, gezeiros Stam Yayin, Pasakum, Bishalakum, those were because Klal Yisrael and Golas Bavel were full of intermarriage. So Chazal came along and they had to make gezeiros. They had to make gezeiros. Now a lot of the gezeiros are dependent on Bechira. So if Hashem would tell Moshe Rabbeinu there's going to be, you need to make a gezeira of Fasakum because there's going to be intermarriage, so that means this is similar to last night's Meshech Chachma, Tzmi Machriya Chasa Bechira. So therefore, those things could not be nisgala yet to anyone. When the time came, the Klal Yisrael needed it, Hashem opened up the eyes of the Chachamim. He says, that's why it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the shir of Rabbi Kiva, he said, and he didn't know what was going on. So he said to Rabbi Hashem, you have a yid like this, why don't you give the Torah al Yadai? So Hashem said, shtoy, keep quiet. Kach also b'machshav alafanim. Mamash like last night's Meshech Chachma. And that is that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't understand what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Because everything he's saying is for his generation, the drushes that he's making. And if you know them, and this is like last night we said, as long as even a malach or anyone knows it, it's machriach zabachira, even a baskal. So Hashem said, shtoy, keep quiet, kach also b'machshav lefonai. I'm the only one who knows it. Like last night we said, v'adoy nitziva b'Hashem. Hashem was the only one who knew about b'nai slavchad because it was dependent if slavchad's going to do an aveira or not. So Hashem couldn't tell anybody about it. So here also he said, you can't understand it. It's b'machshav lefanai. I'm the only one who knows about it. But when the time is going to come, I will be megala to the gedolei hadar where they should see it. And that's part of this darshaning the halachas over here. So that's drush hatayra. Then we go v'zeo gam kemi bachutz. He says that's also still on the outside. Then you go to rimzei hatayra, rimazim in the tayra. Huktsas pnimiyos kishar ha'ir. That's already getting closer to the teichin hadvarim. For example, you find the concept of Yoina. The concept of Yoina. When you read Yoina, Yoina was a Navi, and Yoina was a Navi who and this with the ship and Ninveh and the whole business. If you learn the Gra on Yoina, and it's really based on the Midrashim and based on the Alshech and others as well, it's a remez for the Neshama that comes down to this world and doesn't do everything right and has to go into the fish, which is Gehenim, and that's gotta come back as in a second Gilgal, the whole fourth parak, when Yoina comes back a second time, comes back in Gilgal Sheni, and because he's in Gilgal Sheni, he has to fix up all the things that he did before, and the Gra has a whole mahalach over there, and it's fascinating. Rav Brevda wrote, when he was younger, he wrote on the first three parakim of Shir HaShirim. Later on, in the last few years of his life, he wrote on the fourth parak. And he said about him, he told me, and I heard him say it at different times, he said the fourth parak is Mamash HaMusar Sefer, what he wrote. He was malakit from the girl, he's Mamash HaMusar Sefer to learn. The guy goes through Tzadik Viraloi, all different, unbelievable Zach and Taka. It's like an unbelievable Sefer, that fourth parak. But the point is that the Gra says there's a concept of remez. Remez is the pnimiyos kishar ha'ir. And the Gaon says that's what the zayar and all those things, the darshan yoin and the svina to the nesham and olam hazeh and all these types of things, that's the remez that's there. That doesn't take away from the pshat. Doesn't take away from the pshat that there was a Navi called Yoina who went to Ninveh, but in the Megillah that was written, in the Navi of Yoina that was written, so there were remazim that were put into it as well. V'soydes ha-Torah, then you get to the deep secrets of the Torah. Hu ha-kavana ha-oilo beis kel el ho'ir alikim. Using a lashon of a zayar and a lashon of a pasuk, the basic thing he's saying is that's really the teich hadvarim. What the Torah really is, the soydes ha-Torah, is the true kavana of what the Rabbeinu Shalom was writing in the Torah. So you have here four aspects to Torah, pshat and drush, which the Gra is saying are all on the outside. The remez is getting inside. That's like the Shar HaYir, you're almost there. Saidais is the actual city. V'zeu Shamar, so that's pshat in the pasuk we started off in Mishlei. Chachmois bachutz taroina. Pirish ha'alaimdim pshatei ha'taira. Those are the people b'chutz. They're learning Torah, the pshat. Hasagasam erochaik, rochaik, be'erech rina. They're very far away. What is it? It's like a rina. Rina, we said, was like a kol havara. You hear an echo from the distance. You're not really at the taich hadvar. Mavada, all these things have their place, and a person has to learn them all. Okay. Vizel taraina. That's why it says a lashon of rina. Baruch chayvais. The next, where's in the streets? Pirish bidrashe ha'taira. Shehu marchiv es ha'alacha. So the rechayv, he said, was the platya. That was the road leading up to the shahr. So that's, you're getting, you're being marchiv es halacha. That's why it's called rechayvais, because you're taking a pasuk, and you're learning many halachas from it. You're widening it, like a wide street. Titein kaila. So now it's no longer taraina, just a distant noise. It's a kol, shu karav yoyser, mi pashtei atayra. Titein kaila. But they're still on the outside. Then you get to the next pasuk in Mishlei. Beroish haymiyos bepischei sharem shu aremes shu pesach hashar shu pesach lepnimiyos. Now you're talking about the entrance of the gate. So this is the shahr ha'ir. You're getting closer. You're able at least to see. Well, what did he say by the shahr ha'ir? You know the person's talking to you. You're not sure exactly what he's saying. It's called kriya. Like we said, he calls your name. You're able to hear him calling. You know he's talking to you. Then bo'ir, when you get into the city, the saida is us taimar. Then your mom is talking. That's amira atzma. So that says the gra is the pshat of Mishlei. So we come back to our pasuk. Akuma nova seivava va'ir, says the gra. I'm coming and I'm looking around in the city. Shehu asaidais. Again, one of the things we lost, we said in the last pasuk, was Torah. One of the five things we lost was Torah. So we're looking now for the Torah. So we start off in the city and we say, where are the saidais? Ve'achar kach, what we say, bashvakim. Shehu ashar. Kisham hu ashuk. Says the Gra, the shar ha'ir is by the marketplaces there. Ve'hu haremes. Sheber Rechayvais, right? We go, so we're going in the ear, the Shvakim and the Rechayvais. That's the Drush. Vavaksha Esha Vanavshi. And I'm looking, Gam B'chut Shehem Shupash Le'atayra. I'm even going outside the city, I'm searching for the Pshat of the Torah, the last thing. So that's the first thing. Bikashtiv Gamis HaLuchais. It says Bikashtiv again? That's the Luchais. So again, we talked about the five things we lost when we served the Egel. One of them was Torah, one of them was the Luchai. So in this Pasuk, we're searching around, where's the Torah? Not just, we're looking for every aspect of the Torah, for the side, for the remez, the drush, the pshat, and we're also looking for the Luchais.
Not the same Luchais and Torah views.
Lav Dafka, because we said there were two different things. We lost the Etzem Luchais themselves, right? V'loy mitzasiv, I can't find it. Now Zok Degra, you'll notice we went backwards here. We started off with side and went to pshat. We went from the city outside. In Pardes, you start from pshat outside and go inside. He says, "V'chasha mitchila hasaidais v'achakach haremez v'achakach hajosh v'achakach pshat v'zeu hipach haseder." Why? L'fisha kaidem hayu masigim hakol. Afilu saidas hatayra. And matan tayra, we received it all from top to bottom. So now v'acharkach avda mehamakol. So now we lost it. So when we start searching from minacham relakal v'im bikshu milmal mata. Where are the sidus? Okay, we lost the sidus. Maybe we still have remez. We don't have remez. Maybe at least we have drush. We don't even have pshat. L'chein choishiv kan lebech. Avada, when you learn it, you start pshat. You go from the easiest to the hardest. But when we were searching for it, we said, okay, we lost the biggest thing. Maybe we have the lesser. We can't find anything.
And acquire it according from the
pshat.
Life last and first out.
Right. Correct. So that is what this pasuk is describing. Klal Yisrael. Remember, we mentioned last time that the Gra, the entire, anytime we mention a chet, it's only to show the godless of Klal Yisrael somehow. And here we show how Klal Yisrael is a sheifa for what we lost. We weren't happy. We're looking now for it. We're looking for the Torah. We're looking for the Luchas. Now, if you turn to the other side, just in the second shot, I just want to say two nekudas here. So Kimat says the same thing, except like I said, he switches around some of the names here. If you'll notice in the third paragraph, he says is as pshat, then he has something called raya, then drush, and then sight. So like the drush is the remez from before, the raya is the drush from before, is the drush from before, right? So here it's talking order. We don't have to go into why he does that, but let's just look. If you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line in that third paragraph that says Zeu she'amru razal. I don't have an underline, do I?
You
do. Oh, I do. Okay, because I took a picture of Daka. Zeu she'amru razal b'mokim rina sham tehei tefila. So in the place of rina, there was where you should daven. Because I'll say you should daven in a Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara in Bracha says. Why? B'makayim harina sham tehei tefila. Says the Gra, what does that mean? Ki batei midrashes hayu l'gdailim loim dei kol pardes. You have to remember, the olden days, there was a Beis HaKnesses for davening, and a Beis HaMedrash for learning. In the Beis HaMedrash, everybody learned. And you learned everything there. Pardes, pshat, remez, drush, sight, everything. In the Beis HaKnesses, he says a chiddush, sham loim din tinaika shal Beis Rabban. In the Beis HaKnesses, really, for adults, were for davening. The kids learned there in the Beis HaKnesses. Vein sham el arena. So what do you learn in the Beis HaKnesses? Only pshat. Only pshat. Kids don't learn drosh rem is inside. They learn pshat. So that, he said, pshat, he said, is called rina. Taraina. It's a lashon of rina. Visham hevel peh she'in v'ichet. So b'makim rina, the place where they have the kids who only learn pshat, who are kids who have which hevel tinaika shel beis rabbam because they didn't do any chataim sham tehei tefila. That's the place that you daven. It's not just the pshat of mokka and pasha. The Gemara talking about stam where you learn rina shel taira. That's where you should daven. And many of the the Bali Musa talk about davening in the place that you learn. The Gra is saying a chiddush. It's not talking about where you learn. It's the place where children learn. Where children learn the only pshat b'makim rina. That's the place where, why? It's not even so much about the Torah. He's saying it's because the children have hevel piyam, she'em by chet. This is a place where there's Torah without any chet. Sham tehei tevila. Sham tehei tevila. We mentioned this, I think in the Megillas Esther Shurim, there's a gra in the Agadis of Rabba Bar Chanan, Bava Basra, where he says a maridik chiddush. He says a maridik chiddush. He says that when it comes to all other mitzvahs that a child does, pashtus, a child's mitzvah doesn't do anything. There's no chashivas to it. But it's chinuch. Chinuch is a training. Train the child to do it so that when he hits the age of 13, all of a sudden we don't throw the book at him. But it's not really accomplishing. An adult does a mitzvah, or even a lady who's not mechuyev in a mitzvah does the mitzvah. So whatever the mitzvah does in the olamos produces kedusha, all these things, pashtus a child's ma'aseh is nothing. Except limud ha-Torah, says the Gra, which is a chiddush. Except limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah. Why? Because he says as follows. He says, you find the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael said, Nasev and Ishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who's going to be the Arev on the Torah? Who's going to be the Arev? Who's going to be the guarantor? If you don't keep the Torah, who's going to make sure that the Torah is kept or learned? So they said, this one, that one, finally said the children would be the Arev. So Rev Dov used to say, there are people who learn very scary pshatim and what that means. The children are the Arevim. Chas v'shalom, children could be taken as by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Leave it at that. But the guy learns differently. The guy learns that there's a certain amount of Torah necessary in the world to keep it kayam. Now, to be an Arev, that means that if you're the guarantor, that means you really don't owe anything. You can't be someone who owes and guarantees. I'm not the guarantor on my own loan. If I owe you money and you owe him money, you can't be the guarantor because you also owe him the money. You have to find somebody who doesn't owe at all. Now, if we don't pay, he's the guarantor. But an Arev is not the person, he's not the loiva, he doesn't owe the money. So Zok de Gra, so Hashem is looking for an Arev. So we picked Avram Avinu, the Avos, this one. They're all part of the picture. They're also Mechuyev in Torah. Everybody's Mechuyev in Torah. Who are the only ones who are not Mechuyev? Children. But one second. How could children pay back? If their Torah is like a regular mitzvah that they're just doing for chinuch, so that means their money, their currency is not real. So you have to say that children are not Mechuyev, yet at the same time, if they do it, it's the proper currency and pays up the chayiv. So Zok de Gra, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, who is your Arev? There's a certain amount of Torah that needs to be learned. But there's bittul Torah in the world. Not everyone lives up to the Torah. So Baruch Hashem is going to say, there's going to come a point that you're not there. I need Torah. I need a certain amount. There's a chayv here to keep the world going as is. Who's the Arev? We have the Tanaika Shalbeis Rabban, learning Torah, not Mechuyiv, so they're like an Arev, but what they're doing, Vaisachais, is the same Torah that we're learning. They accomplish the same amount, maybe even better, because Hevel Piem Shal Tanaikas, Hevel Shem Mechet. He says, that's the pshat that the Gemara says, Ein Ha'oila Miskayim, Ela Al Hevel Piem Shal Tanaikas Shalbeis Rabban. What does it mean? Ein Ha'oila Miskayim means the world should really be destroyed, because there's points that we don't have enough Torah. Who's the Arev? The Arev are those children. They keep the world going. That's why, so Rebbe, you say that's the Pshat, the Gemara Megillah says, that why was the Gzeira of Haman? Because it says, Bishvil, that Kai Yisrael's Mevatel Torah. It's the Gemara Megillah. Because Kai Yisrael's Mevatel Torah, Nasa Yisaynam, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mach, Hilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, had no choice. There was, so when did the Yeshua come? When there were 22,000 Tanaika Shalbeis Rabban with Mardchai learning, Banisham said, hey, what's the kail? It's a sheep over there, they're crying. So the Malach said, no, that's Klai Yisrael learning, that's the children learning Torah. When they learned the Torah, they were mashlim, the Aveira of the Bittul Torah, and Mamela, that's what brought the Yeshua. So that...
Joe said that the children, the Duchiva comes to a mitzvah, and it's a chinuch, but Lima Torah is, you know, yeah, we know, they'll say that Talmud Torah can be a kolam. So right. It's interesting that learning Torah, we know, is encompasses all mitzvahs. It's even greater than all mitzvahs.
Right.
And here we're saying that...
That all mitzvahs they don't do.
Yeah.
They're not accomplishing.
But here they're learning.
Here they're learning. So here's what the Gaon's telling us, that b'makayim rina sham tehei tefillah, the pshat shah, the hevel peh she'im v'ichet, this is the place of where the children are learning, and this is a learning that's taka accomplishing something. It's not just a chinuch dika learning. This is accomplishing something, and it's mamish kiyum ha'olam. So then sham tei tefila. That's the place you want to daven. Because look, these children, where they're learning, they're hevel piyum, are keeping the world going. That's the place that a person wants to daven. So that is the chiddush of the gra here. So come to chayis, Rabbi Rebbe just points out the lechayra nowadays when we don't have that this whole concept over here. Of a place miyuchad, you know, unless you'll have a school punt as a, you know, but stam pashup shah when you learn the Gemara, b'makam rina sham tei tefila, that mile of beis hakneses l'chayra, we don't have that form the way the Gra is explaining it, explaining the Gemara, and Bez Hashem will continue.
So mile of davening in the yeshiva.
So l'chayra would seem for children, in other words,
right.
On the bar mitzvah, there'd be a mile of davening in a place where they learn. It's be the place that they learn,
so
like, much like their classroom.
But as long as there's the opposite bottom of the shoulder, you're fine.
Could be. Very good. So the last line over here of Eloi Mitzasev at the bottom there, that he says, I'm looking around, b'seich shmeinim yayim sheis bala maisha, those five words are a big sugi b'fnei atzmai, and Bez Hashem, in next week's Tisha B'Av, we obviously won't have a shir, and we'll see what happens the week afterwards, Bez Hashem.